Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WTNS, Woman the Nurturing Spirit. Today we began our I Love Myself retreat with Keep Love Present. Again, anyone found not guilty at the Love Court is being recommended to our I Love Myself retreat, where we will gather more evidence to turn the non-guilty verdict to guilty. As I shared last week, this is not about judgment, selfishness, or self-indulgence. This is about you, your own uniqueness. This is about authentically knowing and living who you are, created, chosen, and designed to be. So, welcome and become the love gift you know you are. The 10 questions you were asked in Love Court were just the beginning of this amazing I Love Myself journey. Today, we will continue our I Love Myself retreat with our special guest, my friend and creative partner in the Keep Love Present Initiative conversation. Anyone with questions, please call us at 1-347-945-6789. Thank you again for bringing you your own uniqueness and having a heart of excitement, anticipation, and discovery with a spirit ready to breathe deeply, for love is in the air. We will return in a moment with our Keep Love Present conversation here at the I Love Myself retreat. Welcome again to WTNS, Woman the Nurturing Spirit, I Love Myself retreat. Keep Love Present is a mind, body, soul, and spirit initiative designed to restore the integrity of humanity. Its purpose is to promote human excellence, and goal is for one to become alive, honest, sincere, and accepting of the responsibility of creating one's own action. Keep Love Present knows that we all go through biological, psychological, and sociological development. Whatever the race, color, creed, social status, or culture, one of the most challenging and sometimes painful parts of development is identifying self. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? We all crave love. We all are created for love. Personally, I do not want to leave our children with a debt of love. This is Lady J, again welcoming you to WTNS, Woman the Nurturing Spirit. I want you to be with the effect or the idea or the thought that Keep Love Present seeks to teach participants to live lives grounded in love, commitment, integrity, and health. Love is the foundation of encouragement that encourages health, healthy self-esteem. So I introduce and present to you Brother Mr. Naeem Muslim, inspirer and primary facilitator of Keep Love Present. Greetings again, my brother, and welcome again to Woman the Nurturing Spirit. How are you today?
Hey, Lady J. I'm happy. I'm excited. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I mean, you know, spring is in the air. And like I say, breathe deeply because love is also in the air. And we are excited. I'm telling you, last week was a great introduction to our Keep Love Present conversation. And again, we are excited to have you with us. And we have received great feedback from those who have been part of our Love Court conversation. And we are ready for this important conversation. So you want to just go ahead and get started like we did last week?
Hey, I'm following your lead. I just love to be in the love conversation.
You know, that is fantastic.
I will say that this is the first time court has been like a really good place to be. Not that I have a lot of experience in court. I know of court, but the love court conversation is really an awesome place to be, and I am so thankful to be here and so glad that so many people have been led through this conversation because it is definitely life-changing.
I agree. I mean, keep love present. Wow. I'm going to confess, I haven't been saying keep love present 49 times a day. I have begun to say it more often than I had prior to last week. So I am excited. As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, my daughter and I were having a conversation, and she was getting a little flustered with the conversation. I started saying, keep love present. And no matter what she said, I kept saying, keep love present. So finally she said, okay, keep love present. It was brilliant because we both laughed so hard. We were laughing so much because she just turned around and looked at me like, that's all you're going to say? And I was like, keep love present. So let's get started. I'm just excited. So my first question would be, why the words keep love present?
Lady J, do you recall last week when we spoke, we talked about how through the conversation of fathers, go get your sons, and don't forget your daughters, the idea of love showed up, and that what was being generated is everything we talked about, men, they already knew. And so it wasn't about what they knew. It was about how we actualized what it is that we knew. And then, you know, we just began to really focus on keep love present. What became very clear for me personally as we began to generate this conversation with these men is that it was showing me the idea of keep love present, that I was confused and that I couldn't even hear my own voice.
Wow.
I didn't even know that I had a voice. I kind of lost present to it, that I even had a voice. And I think you kind of learn that along the way, you know, when we grow up and as conversations is being shared with us. And so as I began to recognize what was going on in me as a result of this conversation, keep love present, then I began to deepen my commitment to really be what this thing was saying. And what showed up was just, it was just magical, because in me being confused and not even hearing my own voice in this practice, things started to happen. Things started to show up, and it became very appealing to me. It just felt organically, naturally right. you know, some beautiful things happened, and it's still happening because as I began to practice Keep Love Present, I began to hear that love was really giving all of the instructions. And that was, like, really mind-blowing. And one of the things that allowed me to experience that is that just in the practice itself, it adjusted how I was listening and where I was listening from. Because from
wow.
all of the confusion and all of these voices that I was hearing along the way of life growing up, you're hearing all of these things, and so you're listening from these different places and speaking from these different places. Nobody means any harm. People think that, you know, we're doing what it is that we were created to do. For me, though, it became real clear that I had all of this stuff going on, and in the adjusting my listening and my hearing, I began to get present to, wait a minute, that I do have this uniqueness that would only be ascertained when I can hear my own voice. So I began to reclaim my own voice. You know, I began to hear me, and wonderful things started happening, like the confusion disappeared out of my head, you know, like on the count of three, one, two, three. It just disappeared because love itself doesn't have none of this confusion going on in it. It is like truly love, and love, only love. And so Keep Love Present was just teaching me this. And so I began to realize, wait a minute, this thing is so awesome and so powerful. Why Keep Love Present? Because I naturally started self-correcting.
Wow. That's awesome.
You know,
so what do you, self-correcting. So give me an example of what that would look like, self-correcting.
I think the most important example is that in all of these conversations, I was able to distinguish between my own voice versus other voices. And in hearing my own voice, I was able to begin to correct myself, because
Ooh.
You have to consider that, you know, we're created, these human beings, and everything about us is working perfectly, other than maybe the way that we've been taught to think. So it's built in us to be able to make the correction with ourselves when we get the right formula. And Keep Love Present seemed to be the formula that worked for me and many other people in terms of self-correcting, meaning I was hearing myself. And myself
wow.
was telling me what it is that I needed, mind, body, soul, and spirit. So I became more and more present to the love that was around me. Because when you're in this confused state, you're not getting love. Matter of fact, you hear a lot of complaint. You hear a lot of excuses. You hear a lot of blaming. You hear a lot of irresponsibility. When I begin to self-correct, I begin to see that love has been around me the whole time. And
yeah.
it freed me. It freed me from conditions, considerations, and circumstances, and any kind of attachment that had caused me to lose presence to myself. So guess what, Jackie, Miss Lady J, I began to feel having control over my own genius. I began to feel that I am a genius. I began to feel what it meant, and it came from within. And as a result, I became present to that genius. And in becoming present to that genius, it shifted me from mind to being.
Wow, that's awesome, because as you're talking, I can hear the conversation of health, because that's one of my passions, to talk to people about their health. And so as you're speaking, I'm hearing how to hear my own voice, how to self-correct. So I'm a person, years ago, I was a person who was just like probably so many people, just ate anything, was raised to eat all kinds of things, of course, in moderation. And then I began to notice that my body was just going through some things. And so here again, hearing my voice, hearing my body, self-correcting and making those adjustments to love myself, to keep love present in my own body, drinking enough water, exercising for me, resting when I need rest, having enough fruits and vegetables. I mean, even fruits and vegetables I had never had growing up as a child, fruits and vegetables I had never heard of, walking to the supermarket now with the presence, with the keep love energy, not having those words, just self-correcting and knowing that, okay, I found myself, I decided one year, I'm going to take home a fruit or vegetable that I have never eaten. And I'm going to do some research. I'm going to test it, taste it, and find out. And sometimes I didn't always like it immediately. I just knew that it was good for me. And so I decided to go ahead and make it part of my eating practices every day. So is that kind of sort of what we're talking about a little bit?
That's exactly what it is that we're talking about. And it's really that simple. We've been trained to think heavy about things and to think that we have to look outside of ourselves for the solution. Well, the idea of keep love present causes you to pay attention to the self. So when you begin to focus on the self and begin to hear your voice, you will recognize that everything about your being is practicing keep love present, other than the way that we've been taught to think about it, unless that's been your rearing. So, yeah, you're exactly correct. And we need to trust that real simple thing. When you even just listen to the words, keep love present, you know, it's a very, very simple affirmation. And when you hear it, and as I shared with you all, say it 49 times a day, it will do some magical work. You know, I have a friend, and it's a friend of yours as well, Jackie, named Vanilla Crawford. Out of
Washington,
yes,
D.C., wonderful
who does some really fantastic work. And one of the things Vanilla used to say to me all the time is stay in the conversation.
Mm.
Stay in the conversation. And at first I really didn't get what it meant because I didn't understand what conversation really meant. Over time, it began to reveal itself to me. And the magic was in me just not deviating away from this work of Keep Love Present. And in not deviating, the magic of what love really does and the truth about love and love itself begins to reveal itself to me. And I've been that all my life.
So stay in the conversation. So I'm thinking, as you were saying, okay, stay in the conversation. So I know talking to someone like you, talking to others like you, talking to someone like the wonderful Vanilla, okay, say I'm not, so then I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, say I'm not around folk or people who could speak that love, that keep love present conversation, then I'm thinking, okay, well, how about what I'm reading, what I'm watching on television, what I'm listening to on the radio? That's how I can stay in the conversation. Correct?
Yes, you can stay in the conversation in many different forms, actually. As you take on the conversation of keep love present, you will realize that everything around you is love. You're naturally in the conversation. It becomes your responsibility to perceive your experiences as love. A friend of mine named Lady J, she shared with me not long ago that the word no was just as powerful as the word yes as it relates to
yes.
Present. And one of the things that she was saying and how I was receiving it is that, you know, love is just uninterrupted energy. It's ongoing and it's constant flowing. And the word no is a protective factor. This is when the word no works very well, because in staying in the conversation, you say no to those things that do not honor you practicing keep love present. The beauty of it is that you can have a whole world of people practicing keep love present, and when you're focused on keep love present, you do not have time to be in other people's world, because you need you to practice keep love present, and that is the requirement. The beauty in how that works is simply fascinating.
Wow. See, now, you get me stirred up for real, because I'm thinking keep love present, not just the words themselves, not just saying the words, because when you said keep love present comes in so many facets, ways, the simplicity of keep love present, not in just the words that we're saying, also in the energy, in the action.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm like, ooh, keep love present in what I'm doing, who I'm being, what's around me, those kind
in
of
all
things.
In
I mean, we're keeping our present while when we're sound asleep.
Absolutely.
Because we're getting the rest that we need. I love it.
Finally.
Okay, now, Okay. Is there anything else you want to share with that? I wanted to jump to the next question because I'm excited because I know what I want to ask you.
Well, when love having you jump like that, I would just simply say jump.
Okay. Well, I'm jumping to question number two. Why is the word present important for love?
Wow. In my experience, love is a creative power when it is present. Love can only stay present and remain present when we are performing acts of love. And those acts of love is everything that we do to keep love present.
Mm.
Because you and I know that love is an action. And it's a very beautiful thing because the magic in this is that love is truly unconditional, is uncircumstantial, it is unsituational, it is not locked in any of these boxes. What makes it work is that when we perform these acts of love, love always shows up.
Oh, wow.
And when does it show up? It shows up in the present. It shows up in the present moment. It shows up in the now. So when you see that your way of being is to cause love to show up in every moment, then the power of what love is reveals itself. In the paradigm thought of keep love present, we say keep love present every moment at a time. Now, what would be possible for human beings when love is present every moment?
That's explosive.
Very explosive. Think about it. What gets in the way of love being present is some of the things that I shared earlier. Let's talk about one, like conditions. Like, how do we end up in these conditions? We end up in conditions because somewhere we wasn't clear about our relationship with practicing keep love present with ourselves in that particular situation. And as a result, we may have deviated away from what was best in terms of keeping love present and created a condition that now is drawing our energy into the feed to deal with that particular condition. Now, I'm not making that good or bad. What I'm saying is that energy now that we're calling love is being used to deal with that condition versus being used to be creative. When love is present all the time, you actually reclaim this creative energy because there's nothing there to hold you into this unnatural discipline. Your energy becomes free. What are you going to do with that energy? We create ourselves. Sometimes, Lady J, I know for myself, I learned along the way that I'm a creator regardless. I'm just making a mess. As I became present to keep love present, and that shift from my mind to being showed up, and I began to get the reward and what it means to practice keep love present, then I began to accept the responsibility of having love show up in every moment. So when you look at how significant this is in language, maybe the word present and maybe the word love is just the same word spelled differently and looking differently. Because one had happened without the other. And the beauty of it is this, that when love is present, then you are being a gift to yourself, as a result, a gift to the world. And as people interchange with you, what you give to them is the gift of who you are, which is love. Because in the practice of keep love present, that's the only thing that's ever going to show up. So when we look at present, sometimes we're talking about in the now, and other times we are talking about the gift that shows up in the now.
So you're talking about the now and the gift.
Yes.
So you talked about the gift and the now. And I'm thinking about, it's just something I'm thinking about, when we go on a trip, we're driving, and we end up down some street, and we go, how did I get here? And keeping love present says, okay, turn around, relax. You got there, you can come out of it. And that's what anything in life. I mean, whether it's about what we're eating, wearing, what's in our home, the conversations, the relationships we're having, just making that that action of love and being present as the gift in the moment. Can you talk a little bit about that gift in the now?
Sure, I can. It is the reclaiming of your power.
Mm.
We've been given this personal power that somewhere along the way we lose sense that we have this great power. This power shows up when we are in the moment.
Wow.
When
That's
you
so
give
awesome.
People,
Go ahead.
Absolutely. When you give people their power back, it is as a result of you getting out of their space and kind of minding your own business. And minding your own business in the way that you are paying attention to managing yourself. And in doing that, there's almost like a separation of things in order for them to come back together as one. And it looks like maybe you and I are in the practice of Keep Love Present, and maybe we were engaged in doing some things and we were confused in how we were doing it, because maybe I was doing the thinking for you and you were doing the thinking for me, and we couldn't see that that's what was going on. In the practice of Keep Love Present, there's a natural separation that takes place, because now you have to become responsible for managing Keep Love Present, so it shows up like that in your life. Well, so it is for myself. In doing that, in the paradigm thought of Keep Love Present, we say love doesn't get in the way, it makes the way. And that way that it makes is it creates the space for the possibility of generating what Keep Love Present looks like with yourself and between people, and generating reality with one another. That is giving people their power back. What would be possible with people recognizing, reclaiming that, wait a minute, I do have this power. One of the things that Vanilla teaches us when she coaches us is that we have this power and we have not been present to it. And the way that we get present to it is to take responsibility for it.
Yes.
Simply take the responsibility for it. So behind the words, just take the responsibility for it. And one of the things that was a struggle for me was how you do that. And I had these conversations on how do you do that, putting my mind in the way of recognizing that it's already being done. So you have to trust. And then trusting what shows up in the now is you. Your own uniqueness, the power that we all want to reclaim, and that is what the world is hanging in the balance, waiting for each and every last one of us to arrive with this great gift that we are to bring to the world. It will only show up in the now, because everything is accessed in the now. The past used to be a now. The present, when it shows up, will be a now. And this is the great work of the gentleman, Eckhart Tolle, who did the work in a book he coined, The Power of the Now. Beautiful,
the Power of the Now. That is,
yes.
Like, and I think about children. I think about, that's awesome. I think about children. I think about babies. The power of the now. And I was around my sister's house yesterday, Mother's Day, and the celebration of Mother's Day, and her first little granddaughter was born a couple weeks ago, and I'm watching this little girl. It was so amazing. No TV, no radio. We're all sitting in the room full of grown adults, watching this little baby be in the present, be in the now, be in the moment, and how her very presence, the very gift of her life, demanded the idea that we stayed in the now. You couldn't go anywhere with her, except you couldn't go back, you couldn't go in the past, you couldn't go in the future with her. You had to be every moment in the now with her. We watched her hands move and her feet move and her head move, and we just, every 5 seconds, we were like, oh, look at her. She's only 2 weeks old. How is she doing that? Oh, every little thing she did, every little sound that was made, how she moved and reacted to that. And as you were speaking, I was being in that moment, how she was just keeping us, how her gift of her life. And so the same thing it is with us, how the gift of who we are can be that gift of now for other folk. We can be that gift of now for each other when we are, when we show up as ourselves, as you, our own uniqueness, as we bring the gift that we've been created in, to be to other situations, to relationships, to on our job, in schools, in our homes, in our marriages, in our relationships, with our children, with our friends. And the power of that presence of now when we show up is so awesome. I just love that.
Yes. And you know, for the listeners, I can only emphasize that what wants to happen in the conversation of keep love present, your mind cannot catch up with it. It is a practice of the heart. You have to trust in it. You have to believe in it. Because our coach, Vanilla, she teaches us that one of the things that's very, very important is that we discover through our own enlightenment, and we have not learned to trust in that. You know, we've been taught to look for answers and solutions outside of ourselves. But the best inquiry is the one that you put on yourself, and you learn to trust, to believe in that voice. That voice is guiding you, just like when a hunger pain say, when your body says, I'm hungry, you know, that body is saying that it is in need of something, and when we learn to listen to that and trust it, we feed it. As we practice keep love present, it's miracle work. That's why my way of having this conversation with you and the audience, Lady J, is that I just direct you to trusting it, because I'm speaking from my own experience with it. Each and every person has their own experience with it, and it is magical. And my life is a testimony that there is an awesome power higher than what's going on in my mind that is resonating in me. And in the practice of keep love present, I rediscovered that and reclaimed that and began to transform myself. When I say keep love present now, I'm celebrating.
And you know what's so awesome? I just got I don't even know what to call this. As you were speaking, I was hearing and being with that when you are in the present, when you are in the now, you cannot dismiss it. You can dismiss a thought of the past, and you can just kind of ignore a thought of the future. You can never dismiss and get rid of the present. It's here. You're in it. The now. The empowerment of that. And so to take each moment and be in that moment is so empowering and so full of life.
And you know what, Lady J, it doesn't show up on paper. It shows up in people's skin. It shows up in their smile. It shows up in how they stand erect, you know, in their confidence. It just shows up in how you be. I shared earlier that in that sincere practice of keep love present, an automatic shift comes from your mind into your being. And when you reclaim that relationship with your being, no one is going to understand the journey except for you. And that's what makes keep love present so powerful, because all who takes this conversation on knows what the next person is going through in their own personal journey with keep love present, and they grant them the right to do so. Why? Because they're doing the same thing. What shows up? Results are great, gifted conversations with gifted people who want to bring a gift to the world, and there's a nurturing. In the great work that, Jackie, you and I have worked on over the years that we call Afroverbs,
yes.
the word now is an Afroverb for nurturing one's world. When you are actually practicing keep love present, you're nurturing your own world, and that world becomes a gift and a service to humanity.
Well, folks, we're going to take a quick celebration music moment, and we're going to think about the idea of loving myself now. Loving myself now. We'll be right back in a moment. All right. Well, welcome again to the I Love Myself Retreat with our guest, Naeem. Keep love present, inspirer. At this time, we're going to go to question number three. And before we go there, I just want to let you know that you can call us should you have any questions for Mr. Brother Naeem. You have any questions you want to share about some of your Keep Love Present experiences, you can call us and talk to us at any time. At this time, and let me give you that number again. That number is 1-347-945-6789. Gave you time enough to write it down. So now, our third question, Brother Naeem. Are you ready?
I'm there. I am ready.
All right. Now, what is the most present now experience you can share with us about Keep Love Present?
Well, you know the opposite word is now.
Now.
Which we simply say, this conversation that we are having now, the conversation of Keep Love Present, it just unfolds and unravels in the moment. And so being in the moment and taking this conversation on, sometimes it looks pretty, it sounds pretty. Sometimes it looks ugly, it sounds ugly. The fact of the matter is, as I self-correct in the moment, I am going through a journey of reclaiming myself. So when I think about it, I think about just the fact that you have put me in an inquiry about some of the conversation of Keep Love Present, and that is the most important thing that is going on right now, because the only thing that exists is the moment. Whatever is being generated in this reciprocal conversation is the answer to that question. And for me, it feels like the conversation that we're having now. For others, it may be generated in another type of way. It is the now that we are focusing in on. And what shows up in many cases, especially for me, is the things that I have been attached to, fears, hurt, pain, a lot of conditions that I learned along the way in this moment that the practice of Deep Love Present no longer creates the space for that to resonate in. Love wants to cause something to happen. Love wants to make the way and stand present in it. Do not move out of the presence. What you will get is be still. And in being still.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just had these a flood of questions that showed up as
and
you were sharing. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Ask them.
Okay,
I just wanted to.
Well, okay, I'm thinking about my say I'm going through. I have a childhood memory, and it brings me great pain. And I'm thinking about having this thought that something, you know, happened to at this moment, and I'm in this painful moment. So keep love present now. To be with that thought, it was like wow. The difference in how I can be with that painful or that disturbing or challenging moment from a past relationship or from something that happened in my childhood, keeping love present now, not letting that go, practicing keep love present, being with love, loving myself right now is more important.
Yes, and also when you practice Keep Love Present, as I indicated earlier, that shift from the mind to the being handles all of those issues. And some of the beauty is when you receive this enlightenment through the practice of Keep Love Present, it helps you understand the issues that you went through as a child. Because and you being present to keep love present allows you to see that whatever that was for your parent or for a family member or for a friend or whatever the situation may be, love wasn't present there, and it teaches you not to take that personal. And when you deepen your relationship with Keep Love Present, that healing automatically takes place because you will get present to some of the things that you have done to people unconsciously and consciously. And
wow.
In that practice of Keep Love Present, you know, you want to clean that up with people. You want to, you know, you become very forgiving. You become very caring. You become very empathetic. These things just naturally happen because love is crystallizing itself. Love is giving you the truth of who and what it really is. And so as you experience that for yourself, then you can see that my parents and other people were doing the best that they can do at that time. See, when you're playing a game, that's who you are at that time. You know, it's
wow.
not that, you know, you're being something other than the game because you understand it. No, whatever it is that you're being at that time is who you are. When you really get deep love present, you're going to disappear that because you will find out that my true nature is love. That feels better than anything that you've ever done, any game that you've ever played and you get present to. When I practice deep love present, I'm creating love as an outcome for myself. You know how we've been taught to let go of the past?
Yes.
Keep love present. Keep love present makes you want to hold on to the past because your past now serves your moment.
All right.
You've been planting good seeds the whole time. And as a result, you don't want to let that go. You want to hold on to it. So you can see how keep love present just kind of brings your whole life together. You know, so that thing called the past is a wonderful thing in the moment, and that thing called the future, that which you are hoping for when it shows up, is only more nurturing for the moment. And you look around, you're creating a world of love that you love living in, and people love living in it with you.
Wow. So the love moment I'm having right now, next week, that's so awesome. So the love moment I'm having right now and the love moment I will, okay, just for this conversation, we'll have in 5 minutes and in the next hour. So now when I am in my thoughts or in my memory of my past, it's all these love moments.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's so healing. And so how? So I'm thinking about, so love, not about the love of feeling love, the action of love, the empowerment of love. Keeping love present.
Absolutely.
Because I know about the keeping. I'm sitting here going, how do you keep the feeling of love present? Oh, this is not about the feeling of love. This is about the action of love, the empowerment of love.
Right.
The energy of love, the conversation of love, the relationship of love, all those things. That's love. Keeping me, and then. Because of the and with the conversation we're having, I love myself, loving myself, keeping the love for myself present in the now.
The beauty, that Lady J is that everybody gets to say what it is for themselves.
For themselves.
That's the beauty of what Keep Love Present is, because we don't define love. In the conversation of present, what we do is we deepen our relationship with that energy. And then how we deepen our relationship with that energy, what in us that is to come forth will. The blessing is that we allow each other to do that. And that's why last week we talked about Keep Love Present as a conversation for the gifted. Because when we get out of each other's way, we allow the gift of who this individual is to grow and blossom. And then we become a gift to one another. And this is why we have to trust it. A lot of what I'm saying may sound philosophical, and it's philosophical in the sense that I don't want to give definition to it for other people. I'm speaking about it in general so other people can take on what Keep Love Present is for themselves, because we do not know how a person has been affected emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, or even physically. We need to trust that it is in us to self-correct. And when you practice self-correcting for yourself, then you will definitely experience who you need to be in the now as it relates to other people. They say
that
there's a proverb, and I may have shared this last week, that says when the patient is cured, they become the doctor.
Worth
when you clean yourself up, when you clean yourself up, the only thing you want for yourself and other people is to love. So you be very careful that in every interchange that you have, every moment, love is to show up. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, that is a journey, because in the moment, sometimes you feel like you're reconfigurating and your nose is being pulled off your face, your knees is being pulled off your leg, because you have been conditioned to want to fight, complain, make other people responsible for things. It's just all of this stuff that we go through being still. When you stay still, though, as you go through the shedding and letting go of these attachments, the beautiful form that shows up is angelic.
I love it. I love it. I love it. This is so awesome. So, audience, are you present in your love for yourself? Are you breathing deeply? Can you feel love? Are you experiencing love here at the I Love Myself retreat? As I shared last week, this conversation, Key Love Present, is very important. It is one thing to know and love yourself, keeping that love present in you, so that love is in every relationship, every conversation, and present or now through your life's journey is key to loving yourself. The present in Key Love Present is about a moment in time. It lies between the past and the future, and often called in the now. And when our attention is fully and intensely in the now, it is this moment that you experience the gift of being you, your own uniqueness. When you and I practice Keep Love Present, we are the gift that changes worlds. Would you agree, Brother Naeem?
Absolutely, and I thank you, Lady J, for being the gift that you are, that is encouraging people to love themselves in love court.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, this is Lady J thanking you again for loving yourself, everyone. Continue being with our special question. What is the most important word? And keep love present. Thank you again, Brother Naeem, for your commitment, your love, and being present here at the I Love Myself retreat. Do you have any final words?
Keep love present.
All right. KLP, we are excited to have you again next week. And I would like to say to everyone listening, thank you again for coming to our Love Myself retreat. And keep love present, KLP. And enjoy the rest of your week.